the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar the Band, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Ed Archie Gardner of Duffy's Tavern.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the good old Kraft Music Hall. And I want to tell you that the following song has nothing to do with a forthcoming election. The song is I'm Just Wild About Harry.
I'm just wild about Harry. Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blizzard of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy and just like honey from the bee. Oh, I'm just wild about Harry. He's just wild about. I can't do without. Harry's wild about me. Harry's wild about me. That heavenly blizzard of his giving fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy, oh yeah, and just like honey from the tea. Wonder wild about Harry. Harry's wild about. I can't do without.
Harry's wild about me.
Well, I really like that song.
Well, Kenneth, I want to thank you for just liking it.
Yes, sir, when I hear you sing a nostalgic number like that, it takes me way back to the times when girls wore bustles.
Oh, really? Can't take it from me. The way fashions are going today, bustles are just around the corner.
Yeah.
In fact, sometime when women are wearing them, that's really where they are, you know.
I don't see it myself. Of course, women are slaves to fashion.
No, they sure are. Look, for instance, at the shoes they wear. First, they were selling women shoes that didn't have no toes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Then shoes with no backs. Then shoes with no sides. If they keep on going that way, one of these days, women will go and buy a pair of shoes, and you know what they'll get?
What?
Two corn plasters with ankle straps on them.
Well, Al, I think where women really go wild is in buying new hats.
Oh, you're right, Ken. Last year, my wife got one of them pillbox hats.
Mm.
And it looked so much like a real pillbox that fellas with indigestion kept following her home.
Oh,
it was awful, really.
Boys.
Yeah.
Boys, I know when I'm not wanted. But the only thing a woman cares about in a hat is if it's novel and expensive. In fact, I've got an idea for a woman's hat.
Really, Oscar? And what is it?
It's just a little price tag that hangs over one's ear.
You know, I say, you seem to know something about everything.
That's quite true. And I don't know how I do it.
Oscar, look, it isn't modest to brag about yourself. You know what can happen?
Yes, I'll grow up and I'll do a picture about my life.
Don't be so sure. Most life stories are done about self-made men.
Hal, yeah. Are you a self-made man?
Yes, Oscar. Of course, I'm not quite finished. I'm waiting till materials are easier to get.
You could use secondhand stuff and no one would know the difference.
Fine, thank you, Oscar.
Al, unless we're going to talk more about me, do you mind if I play the piano?
Oscar, there's nothing I like better than to hear you play the piano, especially when you're going to play Chopin's Polonaise.
Why do you like Chopin so much?
It's easy to pronounce.
Mm-hmm. How often do you women hear something like this at your house? Say, Mom, is there anything around here to eat? Well, Mom, you have a mighty happy answer to that demand for snacks if there's a glass or two of the famous Kraft cheese spreads in your refrigerator. Those eight delicious Kraft spreads are real lifesavers when young folks trudge in hungry. The creamy kinds are Kraft Pimento, Olive Pimento, Pineapple, Roca, and Kraft Relish spread. And then there's Golden Old English and Kraft Limburger spread that's likely to be Dad's favorite. And the tantalizing new Smokel. Remember, every single one of these handy Kraft spreads is a nutritious dairy food and comes packed in a smart, posy-patterned glass you'll use over and over again. Always keep two or three Kraft varieties on hand for wholesome snacks and hurry-up lunch and sandwiches. You better get several Kraft cheese spreads tomorrow.
Oscar, what is that daffy thing you just played?
It's the March from the Love of Three Oranges by Prokofiev.
Give me that again.
March from the Love of Three Oranges by Prokofiev.
The March for the Love of Three Oranges by that fella. Oh, yes. Well, when he wrote that, he must have been in love. Come on, Oscar, play some more. Is that from the Love of Three Oranges, too?
No, it's getting cold, so I was just adding a smudge pot.
Oh, smudge pots, stuffing things. What's oranges got to do with love? It's in romance, it's not the food, it's the girl.
Yeah? Well, you try to get a girl without food.
Well, of course, there's an exception, you know.
You know, I'm afraid to ask you who she is because you'll sing about her.
Well, I'm going to sing about a girl. A girl with a name I think is the most beautiful in the world. And George M. Cohen must have thought so, too. For it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashions came. And there is something there that sounds so square, so grand.
Was swell, Al. Nobody can sing a George M. Cohen song better than you.
Oscar, it's easy for Jolie to sing them, especially when they're about a girl.
Al, I wrote a song about a girl.
Really?
Maybe Jolie can sing it.
Maybe he can. How did it go?
Lady, play your mandolin. Lady. Gee, how does it go, Al? I've forgotten it.
That's silly. You wrote it, and you don't know how it goes?
That's characteristic of my songs. Even I can't remember them.
Well, well, I remember it, Oscar. You play it, and I'll sing it for you. Lady, play your mandolin. Lady, let that tune begin. When you sing your song of sin, I'm a sinner too. Well, what do you think?
Al, for my dough, you're singing better than anybody around.
Oh, better than anybody around.
Even, that... I'm sure, I'm really serious, even better than Bing Crosby.
Oscar, you think I sing better than Crosby?
As long as I'm on this show, Mr. Jolson, I'll think so.
Well, while you're in such a charming mood, take a command from the star. Noodle me some Irish eyes of smiling.
No noodles.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'll steal your heart away.
Sammy, I tell you, you played that real pretty. That's real, you what to call good a compliment, you know?
Thanks, Al.
Ain't you going to say nothing about my singing?
I figured if I'd waited, you'd get around to it. Pardon me, Al.
Buster, wait a minute. You must have practiced. You're playing a lot of new things tonight. What was that number?
Song of the Flea by Mazursky.
How did Propikoff ever come to write a thing like that?
It was a collaboration. Mazursky furnished the music, and his dog furnished the flea.
Well, let's scratch that song. Oh, those creep in now and then. What was the number from the Merry Widow that was singing yesterday when we left Santa Anita?
Oh, you mean,
Why am I going to my tea? Well, all the girls are dreams. Each kiss goes on the wine list, and mine is quite a fine list. Lolo, do-do, ju-ju, clo-clo, Margot, fru-fru.
That wasn't the one.
Oh. Al, remember a short time ago you sang a number from Dick Rogers and Oscar Hammerstein's Allegro?
Oh, sure. Probably number two in the hit parade. A fella needs a girl.
That's it. And while I'm out looking for one, you can sing it.
I will. With the aid of Lou Bring and our wonderful music hall officer. Take it away, Lou. A fella needs a girl to sit by his side at the end of a weary day, to sit by his side and listen to him talk and agree with a thing he'll say. A fella needs a girl to hold in his arms when the rest of his world goes wrong, to hold in his arms and know that she believes that her fellow is wise and strong. When things go right and his job well done, he wants to share the prize he's won. If no one shares and no one cares, where's the fun of a job well done or a prize you've won? A fella needs a home, his own kind of home, but to make this dream come true, a fella needs a girl, his own kind of girl, and my kind of girl
is. Hello? Oh, hello, Duffy. This is Archie. Yeah, I'm here in the Kraft Music Hall. The Kraft Music Hall. It's a kind of a rest home. Yeah, for old songs and things.
Well, I'm scouting talent. A couple of guys named Levant and Jolson. Yeah, Jolson. You thought what? No, it couldn't be. This guy's breathing. You insist what? Well, if he did, he's come back as the same guy. What does Levant do? He plays the piano. Well, I know we have Duffy, but this guy'd be cheaper than buying new rolls every week. Well, wait a minute. Hold the phone. What'll I do with this thing? Hey. You there. You with the Hattie Carnegie turtleneck.
Just a minute. Who you hey-you-ing?
I beg your pardon. Let me introduce myself. I'm Archie from Duffy's Tavern.
I don't care who you are. Don't hey you me. And for your information, this isn't a turtleneck sweater. I just happen to wear my neck that way.
Well, like they say, one man's neck is another man's sweater. But, be that as it may, nevertheless, come over here because I'm looking for a singer, see? Yeah. And I hear that with a little grooming, you could be another Hildegard.
Listen, you. I don't want to be another Hildegard. People on the street would point at me and whisper, "There goes Hildegard. She used to be Al Jolson."
In that case, imagine what they'd say about Hildegard. Now, look, Al, or if I may call you by your maiden name. Look, Asa. I came over here to scour up some talent for the tavern.
Archie, see? Look, you might as well know it. I wouldn't work in your tavern. I don't like the place.
What's the matter? Don't you like the sawdust on the floor?
I don't mind sawdust on the floor, but I don't like it served on the plates.
Well, if you want to be a boor and eat the stuff right off the table, that's okay. Besides, before you get this job, you know, you got to audition. We don't like to buy a poke at a pig.
I see. Archie, look. Poke at a pig.
Yeah.
I want to tell you once for all, I'm not interested in singing in Duffy's Tavern. And for your information, I don't audition for nobody, see?
Oh, wait a minute, Asa, please.
No, I don't audition.
Now,
all right.
Calm yourself. Calm yourself
all right.
Off after all. You,
yeah.
You know what Confucius says.
Yeah.
Well, it's no use to tell you. You was probably there when he said it.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, how about giving Duffy a sample, huh?
I guess it's the only way I can get rid of you. Now, get this.
Okay.
Tut-tut-tut, say goodbye. Tut-tut-tut, say don't cry. A-tut-tut,
just a second.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, Duffy, what are you thinking? High heaven, huh? Okay. Duffy says he'd rather have an Irish tenor.
An Irish tenor? Sure, and tell him to listen to the sweetest waltz this side of Erin. I love the little silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care.
Now, just a minute. Just a second. Just a second.
Okay.
What'd you say, Duffy? Oh, yeah, huh? Al,
yeah.
Duffy says there's a little too much salami in your show, eh?
Too much salami, Michael. I told you I didn't want anything to do with this joint.
Al, who's the character?
Who's the character? Look at the character. It's calling the character a character. Look, Levant, to you I am to whom it may concern. To me, friends, I am simply to whom.
Allow me to call you May Concern. What are you doing here?
I'm here on business. Look, Levant, how would you like to tickle the ivories at Duffy's with Jolson doing the vocals?
From Carnegie Hall of Duffy's Tavern?
Yep. That's America. Yes, sir, Levant, opportunity is lapping on your skull. Look at the dough you'd make. A salary. Meals. free gratuities, including the paper towels. Plus every single penny that the customers throw on the floor.
Nothing doing. Jolson will get a head start. He'd already be on his knees.
Archie, why don't you make Oscar audition like you made me?
I don't even audition to go to Carnegie Hall.
Well, some places ain't as particular as Duffy's.
Go ahead, Oscar. Play something for the man.
Okay, I'll play on one condition, that I don't get the job.
I'm beginning to think this is a reasonable assumption.
Come on, Oscar, play something.
Just a second, Oscar. Just a second, huh? You see, that kind of music is very nice, you know, and it's all right for Carnegie Hall, but at Duffy's Tavern we need something with a little more class. Something like this, if I may be so bold.
Oscar. How come you never play like that?
Because I can't get my toes on the piano.
Hello, Duffy. Huh? Well, no, I ain't asking you to hire that last piano player. No, I'm just asking you to hire these other two, J-U-R-K-S. Huh? What? Yeah. Okay, Duffy.
Well, what'd he say?
Well, he says he's willing to hire you and Levant if you'll pay for your own standby musicians.
Well, who does he want for standbys?
Harry and Margaret Truman.
The folks at your house have a way of putting on a snack party without advance notice? Well, here's how to be ready for them any time. Keep a box of crackers on the pantry shelf. And in the refrigerator, keep several kinds of Kraft cheese spreads. Then when Junior and his hungry pals start raiding the icebox, they'll be pleased to find Golden Old English, hearty Kraft Limburger, Zestful Roca, Kraft Relish Spread, or the new Smoke Kel, the one that's a blend of mellow cheddar and sweet hickory smoke flavors. Sister's friends will be mighty happy with smooth, creamy-tasting Kraft pimento, olive pimento, or pineapple cheese spreads. But to tell the truth, everybody goes for all eight delicious Kraft varieties. So keep an assortment on hand at all times. And remember, they're wholesome dairy foods, nutritious and good for youngsters. For dependable quality, look for the Kraft name on the label of every cheese spread you buy.
Folks, do you remember those great songs like Tea for Two, Carioca, I Want to Be Happy, Hallelujah, and Time on My Hands? Oh, sure you do. Well, those wonderful tunes were written by one of the great American composers, Vincent Humans. Though Vincent was a very successful writer of songs, he didn't write just to make money, but it took a man who truly loved music to compose the beautiful and inspiring Without a Song.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, the field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A dog is born, but he's no good no how. Without a song, I've got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the garden will roar, I'll get along as long as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what made the rain to fall. I'll never know what made the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
I got my troubles all afloat.
I'll never know what made the rain a fall. I'll never know what made the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a
night, everybody.
Ed Gardner appears with the courtesy of Bristol Myers, maker of the Vitalist and Touche. Tune in again next Thursday when our special guest will be Charles Lawton.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.